Nephi gets the brass plates. Lehi had a dream. God commanded Lehi to have his sons go to Jerusalem and get the brass plates from Laban. The brass plates were a journal record of prophets and their revelations from God, like the scriptures. Laman and Lemuel did not want to go. They knew how hard the journey had been. Nephi and Sam said they would be obedient to God's command. The boys got to Jerusalem, and Laman went by himself to Laban's house. He knocked on the door, and he asked Laban for the scriptures. Laban was so mad. It was his book, and even though he didn't read the scriptures, he didn't want to give it to Laman. So Laban had his servants chase Laman like they were going to kill him. Laman ran back to his brothers and told them he couldn't get them, that they needed to go back to the wilderness to their mom and dad. Nephi had an idea. They could go to their house. All their precious stuff they had left behind was there. They could trade Laban for the scriptures. So Laman and Lemuel and Sam and Nephi all went and loaded up their arms with all their precious things they had left behind. They went to Laban's house and laid it all out in front of him, gold and silver and many precious things. They offered to trade Laban for the precious things. Laban really wanted all of their stuff, but he did not want to give them his book. So Laban had his servants chase them like they were going to kill them. The boys ran and hid in a cave. Laman and Lemuel were so mad at Nephi and his stupid idea to give all their precious stuff to Laban. They thought that was so dumb and it didn't work. So they started to hit Nephi and Sam with a stick. An angel of God came and told them to stop. He told them that they should try again, that God would help them get the brass plates. Nephi went by himself. It was late at night, and Nephi started to walk to Laban's house. In the street, he saw a man. He walked up to the man laying in the road. It was Laban. The Spirit said to Nephi, "Kill him." Nephi didn't want to kill him. He knew it was a commandment not to kill. And Nephi had never broken a commandment. The Spirit said to Nephi, "Laban tried to kill you. Laban stole all your stuff. You need the scriptures so your family can read them and follow God and so you don't turn wicked. I have commanded you to kill Laban and get the brass plate." Nephi knew he needed to be obedient to God, and so Nephi obeyed. He put all of Laban's clothes on and then went to Laban's house. He commanded Laban's servant Zoram to get the brass plates. Zoram thought it was Laban, so he went and got the brass plates. Nephi commanded him to follow him out to his brothers. They walked outside of the city, and his brothers saw him coming. They also thought it was late at night, and Nephi was wearing all of Laban's clothes, that it was Laban. They started to run. Nephi yelled to them, "Stop! It's me! It's Nephi! I have the brass plates!" Laban's servant Zoram was now terrified, and he started to shake. Nephi grabbed him. "Zoram," he said, "God has commanded us to get these scriptures. Our family knows Jerusalem is going to be destroyed. It is very wicked. We need the scriptures so we can read them and follow God. If you come with us, you won't be our servant. You can be free and you can find out about God." Zoram liked that idea, and Zoram promised he would go with them and live with them and learn about God. God had helped Nephi get the brass plates. God blesses us when we are obedient. Remember, Grandma loves you, and so does God.